From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by. A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for Syrian civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first part of a major UN-backed effort to bring aid to tens of thousands of Syrian people who were trapped by the civil war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea. He made the remark following news that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruhakana Rugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. He urged all registered Ugandans to turn out for the vote. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen said Wednesday that deep divisions among the warring parties prevent him from calling for a new round of peace talks. UN Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed told the UN Security Council that he had not been assured that a new cessation of hostilities, should he call for one, would be respected. Sheikh Ahmed later told reporters that he hoped to get going next month. Germany's chancellor says it is in her country's national interest for Britain to remain in the European Union. Angela Merkel told German lawmakers many of Britain Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms are justified and necessary. This is VOA News.